This is the BBC.
We were in for Grimmy this morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Here are the best bits. Good morning. Grimmy is sick today. Not sick, but actual ill. So it's Scott on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with my friend Chris here. Hello.
Good morning. You all right?
Where were you when you got the call?
I was... it was late last night, actually. I was watching X Factor.
You got the call late last night?
Oh, yeah. Why?
I got a text about 4 p.m.
Oh, I don't know. It was some
point
late. Yesterday.
I was in Wilco's.
Were you?
Yeah, I was.
Now, that surprises me.
I've had quite a budget weekend. It's been real fun.
In what sense?
You know, like, I'd love a bargain. I've been doing a lot of, like, of my own cooking. I went to Birmingham.
Cooking? That's not a budget weekend. That's a normal weekend
for
you
doing your own cooking. I've been using ingredients that have been there for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Okay, right. And what else, aside from the Wilco's trip and the cooking your own food? What's been budget about it?
Quick trip to Birmingham. The Christmas market is...
Rather than Dubai, so that's a little bit more budget.
Christmas market in Birmingham, by the way, is banging. It's unlike anything I've ever seen.
Yeah?
Like, way better than London. So good.
Okay.
I mean, it's six deep at the bar, and you're 2 hours waiting for a sausage, but it's good when you actually get there.
So did it have a German umpa-pa band?
Yes, there was that, and there was a live actual man singing. I thought it was like some kind of recording. There was a man doing actual Christmas hits.
Oh.
From like above, from like some Alpine Lodge. So good. And you know that the place that rhymes with Woneil's? The Irish bar.
Yeah.
I was in there yesterday morning. Don't judge me. It was for breakfast.
Oh, busy weekend by the sounds of it.
But there was a 40-minute wait on food because every single Hindu in Birmingham was in there. Like, Birmingham on a Sunday morning is just hungover people dragging suitcases.
Of course.
And so I was like, okay, no food. But I did take the offer of, and this is not an advert, the offer of bottomless coffee for 99p. Go up as many times as you want. Now, if I leave... Now, I tested this yesterday. I had to go over the road to meet my friend, so I left and then went back in. Was I allowed to continue having the bottomless coffee because I've left?
No, I would have assumed no.
Right.
But well, I did, yes.
Yeah. Scott Mills. Chris, next year, I think what I'm going to do is get myself onto a reality show and then go to the Grand Prix in Abu Dhabi and then put some photos on Instagram of me in my swimwear, what I'm wearing for the evening, probably the last food that I ate. With no actual pictures of any cars at all.
Right, you sound a little bit bitter about the situation.
Just be honest and say that you're going to the parties. You've not even seen a car.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Alice.
Morning, Scott. Morning, Chris. How are you
doing? Hi, yeah, we're good. Yeah, you all right?
I'm good. I'm suffering a little bit. I've got my illness.
What's wrong?
What's wrong? You guys are great, but I'm just missing my little
life. Amazing. It's okay. Is this some kind of complaint? I know what you mean. It's not the same, is it?
Is it throwing you a bit out of balance that Grimmy's not on today? Is what you're saying?
It's totally throwing me. It's a Monday morning and I was ready for that number. It just hit me. It's not coming.
Yeah, well, he's obviously not very well, so I can't be here. But I can... If it's really making you feel like out of step with Monday, I've got some things that might help, right?
That'd be... It's anything, yeah.
Because I know you're really used to hearing his voice, so...
How are you doing? We are here till 10 o'clock this morning on the radio.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, Scott, what we could do is we could play these clips out or you could do an impression of Grimmy for the whole show.
No.
It might grow tiring.
I've got all these.
Well, I'm having my back doors shaved that day because they're too wide.
What was that from?
I don't know. When he was having DIY done?
Do you work out?
Oh, and this as well, which we just got from a random show.
Damien and Sean in Newquay, driving to work in Plymouth. Busy day ahead, they said, to keep the tunes coming. Well, today, on The Breakfast Show, that is the plan.
All right, Alice?
Oh, yeah, and this sounds emotional because I think he's here and he's not, but,
I know, but at least you've heard his voice, so you can get on with your Monday now.
I can't believe I'm actually on The Breakfast Show and it's not talking to Grimmy.
I know.
Oh, well.
Sorry to really disappoint you. Thanks for calling. Yeah, she's gone. Scott Mills. I'm not going to lie to you, it's cold and pretty miserable this morning and raining in loads of the UK. So if you've got something to feel extra positive and happy about today, let me know about it on 81199. Maybe it's a new job, something new that you're starting, something that you're doing today that is exciting you.
Yeah, maybe something that you got from the weekend in a good way.
81199. Also, Anyone that works in any of these places where they do the bottomless coffee offer, how long am I allowed to leave for before I come back in and get more bottomless coffee? Because I actually do want to know the answer to this.
But when, from a, like, a legal point of view, I see what you mean, like the small print.
Yeah, because at the bar yesterday, the lady was like, 99p, as much as you want. Filled up with bottomless coffee. And I was like, awesome. Okay, but then I had to go and meet my friend. And I'm saying I was gone 5 minutes. Come back. Am I still allowed the bottomless coffee? Is the offer still on? Or because I've left, is it now off?
That's what we'd like to know the definite answer.
That's what's
on this
bothering
one.
Me on a Monday.
Scott Mills.
Don't deserve this. You look perfect tonight.
I can't look at you during that song now at all.
It's just
awkward silence when we're playing it.
It is uncomfortable because it's particularly soppy. Mm. A few people have noticed that. Liam in Manchester texted in to say it must be terribly awkward in the studio.
It is.
It is.
I can't even. I have to put the computer screen in front of my of your face so it obscures you.
Especially if I stand up and try and catch your eyes.
I hate it.
Just rock from side to side.
Also doubly awkward because you said on this very show with Nick Grimshaw that it's your least favourite song on the Radio 1 playlist.
Only, well, two main reasons. One, we have to hear it a lot. Mm-hmm. And two, it's just like, I think he knows what he's doing with it.
Of course he does.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Jenny, who's well excited to go to work today and hand a notice in that she's got a new job and it's better, so there. Also, we've got Liam in Manchester on his way to work. Oh, yeah, we just read his out. And this person saying, I had the same question about the DIY drinks machine in Five Guys. I was working next door and wondered if nipping in for refills was acceptable. I don't know what the story is on that. Let me know if you know. Also, who named that place Five Guys?
Oh, yeah, what is it named after?
Oh, I'm going to have Five Guys tonight.
Scott Mills.
Right, Pete in Hampshire says, the rule of thumb on bottomless drinks is the cup. If you get a fresh cup, then you need to pay.
Yes, I think that's the right decision.
I think that's right also. Also, Rory in Cornwall, I'm just asking for positive vibes today. What's making you happy, if anything, on a cold, wet Monday? Excited to move into his new house that him and his wife have just bought. Someone's doing well. En route to finish cleaning up Edinburgh Chihuahua Cafe and get coffee machine training. If that makes you happy, Ross, then that's all good. On my way to Gatwick, off to Australia for 9 months. This weather is not going to make me miss England at all. That's from Imogen and Imelda. Have a good trip. I would love to do that. And Rosie says, it might be cold, it might be rainy, but today is PJ day at work, so that's made my day 100% better. In the pyjamas, yeah.
Scott Mills.
Good morning to Alice on text, who says, I'm doing exactly what you say this morning, just three more songs.
You don't know me.
Okay. We've only got one left, then you need to get up. And that song will be not chosen by us. Well, potentially. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you on your way to work?
I am indeed.
Okay, what do you do?
I work in HR.
Oh. Okay.
So we're glamorous.
Everyone needs to say the right thing around you.
Indeed. It's all right. It's not as bad as everyone makes out, unless you're on the sad receiving side. But
yeah. Yeah. Are you like, are you proper bossy? And that's no reflection of the HR people here.
No, I hope not, anyway.
No.
Do you know what you have to do in your job, though, which I would absolutely hate?
What's that?
Confrontation with people.
Oh, really?
Oh, I can't bear it. I just run. You do
it's
that every
right.
day?
Most days.
Yeah. Right, you're going to decide the next song on Radio 1, so you can either go with us, and you trust us, right?
I hope so.
I know that I've heard that you would have gone for Grimmy all week last week, right?
I would have, yeah.
Okay, right.
All so right, so that's interesting. Yeah. So you'd normally go for Grimmy, but you're potentially not going to go for us.
It depends what your song choice is.
Okay.
Right. I have not heard you guys play this game yet.
Yeah, well, you need to decide if this is the perfect song for you on a Monday morning.
Okay.
So, you go with us or you take a risk on the celebrity gamble. Here's what we want to play you this morning as your Monday wake-up song. Imagine you can sail into work in HR with this in your head.
Yeah.
MGMT Electric Feel. What a song.
That is a good one.
Not heard it ages either.
That is a good one. Good for a Monday morning too.
Well, thank you. I'll take that. But if you want to take the risk on a gamble, here's the celebrities that I can offer you this morning. I can offer you Pink, Greg Davies, and Liam Payne. Talk me through those. Okay. What do you think about Pink's choices?
Pink, I think she could be good, but I, at the same time, think she could throw a curveball in there.
Greg Davis, you trust him?
I'm not sure on that one. We've got a bit of an age difference. Yeah. I think he could have a different range of songs than what I would go for.
Oh, yeah, but kind of intrigued to hear what he would choose.
Yeah, but it's a Monday morning. We've got to start the week off right.
He once proper told me off. Do you remember when we had him on the show? Yeah, we got him to really tell me off, like, in between his headmaster style.
Oh, yeah, he did, actually.
Yeah.
Was it terrifying?
It was terrifying.
So he could potentially choose some wartime classics. So what about Liam Payne?
See, I think he could be a good one because we're of a similar age. I was a big One Direction fan when I was younger.
Okay.
I think there's potential with him. But
do you think he would have really thought it through?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think he would have really thought it
through. We're the safe bet, MGMT. What are you going to do?
I'm going to go for you guys.
Yes! That was easy.
Safe.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yes, that is an amazing song. I think we did the right thing.
That was a big one.
She definitely did the right thing with MGMT and Electric Feel. David in Worthing says, no, I'm disappointed with that bad gamble. I hope the HR coffee machine breaks down this morning. Don't be so mean.
Do you know what's funny? And it's a bit like when we do bangers in the afternoon. When someone doesn't get the song that they would like, they're not only disappointed, but they kind of wish real bad on people as well. It's like depending on their job.
Yeah, like we had someone that fixes manhole covers. Like, well, I hope they fall down one.
Yeah.
Don't be like that. Peace and love. Oh, yes. Nice one, boys. Getting an emotional over MGMT on a Monday morning. That's Emma from Surrey. Dean Bormer says, yes, what a banger. She did well sticking with you. I think so as well. MGMT, nice start to the morning. Electric Feel.
Scott Mills.
Good morning. This is the Radio Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Grimmy's off today. I love that last night on X Factor, Dermot had to be like a bouncer. Did you see that?
No, at what point?
There was like an overeager Ed Sheeran fan who started going, Ed, did you see this?
Yeah, I did.
And then tries to follow Ed onto stage. And then Dermot goes all like bouncer at Christmas and goes, excuse me, young man, do me a favour and you just stay there, all right?
Dermot's really funny on the X Factor because he's like an overprotective dad when it comes to the acts coming back and things like that. He's like, good to see you again, son, to
buddy.
James Arthur.
Good to see you, buddy. One of the family. Sinead's got the rest of the entertainment news. What's going on?
Yes, so lovely moment last night, the final show of Little Mix's tour at the O2 in London. Here's Jade on stage. She'll explain it all.
While we're on the subject of love, we have someone in the audience tonight called Craig, and he wants to ask his boyfriend a very important question.
This sort of thing happens quite a lot now at gigs, doesn't it?
But all the
time. Yeah. So you don't hear the proposal, but this is because he obviously wasn't mic'd up, but he did say yes.
I mean, I love if he did have a microphone on him. I mean, that's just like, well, that's been staged.
I've said this with the football before. It'd be great if one fan from each team could have a microphone during the game.
Yes.
It'd be awesome.
But, you know, sometimes they actually do bring them on stage and give them a microphone and then it's all sort of thing. But anyway, he did say yes. Here's Jade again.
This is so beautiful. I'm feeling emotional now. You know what, London? We've been doing this for 6 years now. And it's moments like this that really make it worthwhile, isn't it, girls?
Oh. Now, it's interesting that Jade said that because they've all done this interview with the Observer magazine over the weekend, and Jessie talks in it about how she really struggled to go back on tour. They'd just finished up in Europe and they had to get on the road again. And she says in this interview, I was looking at all my suitcases on the floor and I burst out crying. I was like, I can't do this. I need help. This is too much. I just want to be at home.
Those girls work so hard.
Yeah.
And it's a massive show as well.
They said that they've all bought houses this year, which is obviously very exciting, but they've spent maybe like one night in them or something in the entire year. But my favourite part of this interview is Jessie wondering when she will have mummy power. And by this, she means when will she be able to touch hot things?
What does that mean?
So I guess, like, you know how like mums often have asbestos hands and they can just go in the oven and pull stuff out?
Yeah.
That is what Jessie believes being an adult's about. So they will have grown up when she can touch hot things out of an oven.
That's true, actually.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Mums can, like, literally get some of the oven and be like, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, mate, full on shepherd's pie, two hands.
Anyone else, it would scald.
Yeah.
Like, you get blisters, but mums, God, asbestos hands.
But it's quite a good way of knowing when you've grown up, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Now, so Niall Horan started writing for other artists, which is obviously a canny move. His first writing credits on this group, Fade, who won Sky One's show Sing, Ultimate A Cappella. But it all completely went under the radar when they released a track about a week or so ago. It's called Cry Your Heart Out. And according to The Sun, who spoke to Jermaine from the group, the song was supposed to be used in a country and western movie, but that didn't work out, so they got it. And they were absolutely gobsmacked when they found out Niall had written it. So that's quite interesting, because that means he's obviously being approached for various different projects to write for. So.
Yeah. I've got to admit, Sing, Ultimate A Cappella passed me by.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But also, when big artists like that give away songs, I sometimes wonder why. Because if they were good enough, you'd probably keep them for yourself.
Yeah, but if you've already got enough and you want to make some more cash, look at Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, but also, that's what Charlie Puth does. He saves his best ones and then gives Liam Bedroom Floor.
Yeah. I like Bedroom Floor. I think that's harsh.
It's not as good as Attention, though, is it? True. I'll see what he's done.
Now, Jennifer Lawrence says she needs to take some time out from acting and being in the spotlight and being famous. Because on average, for the past 7 years, she's filmed 3 movies every year. So she's done this interview with Elle magazine and she says ideally she wants to get a farm.
Oh, she wants hot hands as well.
She lived close to her farm back in Kentucky when she was growing up, and she said she spent almost every day there, but says this time she would like to be milking goats, not playing with
goals.
Horses. I don't think she realises how tough that's probably quite is to, like, have a goat farm.
Yeah,
it's not an easy life.
Not something I've ever thought about. Who's that one from JLS who's got a full on goat farm now?
Oh yeah,
JB.
That's right. Yes,
get
JB's
some advice
farm.
From him.
Yeah. Scott Mills,
brand new Radio 1 listener. This person says, and just realised that Chris is that same one that interviewed Mila Kunis on the internet a few years ago. Class video. That's you, yeah.
I saw that pop up again on Reddit last week. Started kind of doing the rounds again.
It's weird.
Which was really weird.
It's weird to watch it again now. Mm. How many views?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
I don't know.
A few million.
I don't know.
Yeah. Right, Chloe's been on. She's like, this is such a mum and dad thing. My dad also has asbestos hands and likes to, you know, when they show off at restaurants, the waiter will be like, don't touch the plate, it's very, very hot. And they're holding the plate with like a massive thick towel. Dad, Chloe's dad, just grabs the plate and goes, yeah? Yeah? Stares them out.
Scott Mills.
Are you on dating apps? I'm convinced that my friend thumb is getting weaker as a result of swiping so much.
Mm.
He's getting actual pain.
I saw something the other day called Thoga, which is thumb yoga, to solve this problem. And it's amazing because you stick your thumb up through this little hole and then there's... no, it's legit. And you put your thumb up through the hole and it has these little beds where you can put your thumb on and little mats and you do your thumb yoga there. Thoga. Right.
Thoga, okay.
Seriously, it's happening.
I'm actually putting that in my phone to tell him about today because I reckon it might help his joints.
Yeah, it's like the little treadmill you can get for your fingers as
right,
well.
I was going to say, do you remember when I was really concerned that I was getting massively fat fingers? So there's an app which is actually a treadmill which you can just.
It's good to train them.
On. And it's good to train them. I haven't done it for a while.
Fingers day. It's the new leg day.
Right, we're going to do fingers today. Oh, anyway, if you're bored of like trawling Tinder or you're fed up of all the small talk on Plenty O' Fish, just when you thought all the apps ever made for dating had been made, here's a new one introducing to you, Hater. And their little tagline is: all the things you hate might lead you to finding the love of your life. So normally you have to put on things that like you enjoy doing, right? This is complete opposite. So it catalogues the things that annoy you and then matches you with someone else who hates exactly the same stuff as you.
I think it's a brilliant idea. Hate is a powerful emotion, just like love.
So you can swipe in four... No, this is confusing. Four different directions to select whether you love, hate, like or dislike a person, activity, thing or concept. And then the app provides the user with a selection of people that they might be attracted to by the shared hatred of the same things.
Now, I've got the app right here. We've set it up for Fiona from The Breakfast Show here. So
does that mean you're officially on it now, Fiona?
You're on.
No!
You are? And what's great is it gives you these options to kind of learn what you hate. It gives you options. So it, like right now I'm looking, it says, wearing my heart on my sleeve. And then you can say whether you like that or hate that. Mm.
I just saw Lemonade, Beyonce, Love or Hate. That was on there. I Donald Trump is on there. When families run 5Ks together.
Yeah.
On holiday.
I think there's quite a sort of American leaning with this. Ronaldo feed, love or hate?
Hate.
Wait, now, which way do you swipe for hate? Right, okay, so you swipe. So basically you swipe how it does. And then what it does...
If anyone matches with Fiona, they'll just be like, hate everything.
Well, no, then you can do this as long as you want, so it learns what you hate. And then you go on to the people that it matches you with.
Yeah.
And look at that dude there. Look at him. And... no, but you say 81% match. You both hate the same things. Scott, this reminds me of my friend Liam, who loves football, right, but hates Fulham so much he tried to buy a season ticket in the away end just to support whoever was against Fulham. And the club wouldn't sell him one.
Were they not? No. But how did they know?
No, because he asked them.
Oh, right.
Like, can I get a season ticket in the away end? He's probably the first football fan ever to ask that.
Other things they ask you what you like or hate. Matt Damon is on there. Meeting new people. Paying extra for
meeting
guacamole.
New people on a dating app.
Yeah.
Alright.
Can you sometimes be bothered to meet new people? I can't. I'll tell you what I can't be bothered to meet. People on holiday. Mm. I don't make friends. When the table next to you gets their food first. Also, The Notebook, the film, and assembling IKEA furniture. All things that you can decide.
And it's amazing. It filters it and filters it, and it'll find you someone that hates things as much as you.
I'd be interested to know if anyone is on this at the moment and if you've had any kind of success with it.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Good morning, Andy. You just put Radio 1 on. He's like, what's the time? I'm really confused. Why are Scott and Chris on? Don't worry, it's not 1 p.m. You haven't majorly overslept. Grimmy is not well today, so we've just stepped in on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Hope you're good. It's Monday morning. Some people are going to try this new app now that we've mentioned it.
Yeah, well, we've set Fee up from The Breakfast Show here on the app Hater. Yeah. And look at some of the people you're matching with here, Fee. This one, 84% match. Your mutual hatred of James Corden being a highlight.
Oh, that's cute. It's something to talk about. Yeah, I really hate him.
Yeah, you're right. It's a new opening line, isn't it, when you start messaging?
Especially those monologues.
I really hate him.
Charlotte in Plymouth says, now you've mentioned this app, I am so going to give it a go. If I get a date out of this, then hating is the way to go. Clearly. Helen in Manchester, after 5 years with no luck being nice on other apps, I've downloaded Hater and I'm ready to hate my way to love. There's another guy that's saying that it is quite American, as you were saying before. Yeah. Like he got through everyone in a day because everyone's like 5,000 miles away. But I reckon more people might join it now we've mentioned it.
Scott Mills.
Not another one.
Breakfast time. Wake up. Here we go.
Right here, right now.
This is where I want to be.
Remix.
Wake up, y'all. The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
With Scott Mills.
This is Justin Bieber.
It's me, Claire. I'm naked.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
I'm in the same clothes as yesterday, but I'm on a horse.
It was just so quick.
Oh, I'm wearing high heels, you.
Are you ready?
To the horn!
Some of our best bits there.
It just makes you think, you know, one day when you do pass Scott and they'll do a nice emotional montage there, it'll be that kind of stuff.
It'll be playing on the speakers in the Scott Mills Museum. And I'll be like, what is all that? Why was I doing a Welsh voice and saying I had high heels on? Just out of context, it's weird.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so more evidence, Chris, if we need it, that we are running out of music.
Yeah, exactly. Big problem for Radio 1, pioneers of new music here. If we do run out of new music, we're screwed.
Yeah.
So.
We are. I mean, yeah, I mean... That's quite more blunt than I thought it was going to be, but it's true.
But
are we going to do?
What I've been saying for a while is that there's only a certain combination of notes you can have, right? Yeah. We can't help what's happening in the sense that at some point we might have to face a possibility that we're running out of music, which might explain why some songs sound the same.
Yeah.
If you are a lawyer listening right now representing some of these artists...
Don't even think about it.
Don't try it. It's just evolution of music.
That's right.
We're running out.
It was going to happen eventually that new songs sound a bit like old songs, and we've got some more here.
Okay, are you ready to go?
Okay, go.
First up, Pink with Beautiful Trauma. What a song.
It's
so floaty and lovely.
I love it.
But then I heard this bit. And it sounds just like this from the Black Eyed Peas. Can you hear that?
I can hear it a little bit.
Check it out.
Obviously,
my
just
hump,
a coincidence.
My humps.
Mm.
Oh. I mean, yeah. It's there.
Mm.
No one's fault.
No. Pink didn't do that on purpose.
No, that's what I'm saying. Right. Just certain combination of notes.
Okay.
Next up, Stormzy.
Oh, not Storms.
Stormzy.
You can't have done.
This is No You From.
Yeah.
Few people spotted this.
Sounds
just
production.
Like this theme tune from Stranger Things.
Does it though? Oh, okay, maybe it does a bit.
I don't even know what to say.
No, I don't.
Lawyer up. No, don't.
Don't lawyer up, you don't need to.
Hashtag problem. I need that scripts, don't ask where I got them arms. Don't ask where they are, don't ask, fuck up. Half of my team, I got half my squad. Which hero are you from? Which hero?
Yeah, okay, I get it.
You kind of get that?
Yeah, I get it. A little bit, yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we've got Camila Cabello.
Right.
Havana.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we're playing this all the time.
With this kind of plinkety-plonkety piano at the start.
Yeah.
Sounds quite like, but not the same as Selena Gomez, Same Old Love.
Oh, it's the same piano.
See what I mean?
Yeah. So you'd think Camila and Selena would have sorted that out between them.
Yeah,
I can hear that.
We had a few emails about that one, Scott. You know, I think it is there. I can hear it. All right, everyone. My favourite is the next one, though.
Okay.
Now, we heard this song for the first time last Friday by the brilliant Enter Shikari.
Oh, yes, we played this last week, didn't we?
And this is a song called The Sights.
This is so good.
Everyone loves magical forever.
Sounds just like the thing from YouTube from a while ago. Magical Trevor.
Oh, I just can't be happy with that.
How good is this?
Where is the cow?
Magical Trevor. I forgot him. He was at... This was the same time as... Badger, Snake!
That's right.
Remember? Back in the day.
In case you can't remember Magical Trevor was like a series of YouTube videos about a well-loved wizard who performed tricks usually involving the disappearing of a cow. He also had a leather whip. Icon.
He did have a whip.
Look at him now, disappearing the cow.
This is going to be in your head all day.
Magical Trevor.
Scott Mills.
Morning, Alexandra, who says, Radio 1 bringing back Magical Trevor today was enough to make my entire Monday. You forgot about it. He was ever so clever.
Disappearing a cow.
Everyone loves Magical Trevor.
I need to stop playing it because it's kind of hypnotic.
Although... Loads of people are now tagging Enter Shikari and obviously all over social with links to Magical Trevor and blaming us, so please don't do that.
Well, they're sending links to Enter Shikari as a video.
Like Sammy on Twitter, can't start laughing at Chris Stark comparing the sites by at Enter Shikari to Magical Trevor.
Stop atting them!
BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
Bryson Tiller, Run Me Dry. Little Monday treat, super bass, Nicki Minaj coming up. Yes. That'll sound good, right?
Oh, mate, I've not heard that for time. That's the one where she does all the different sort of personalities in it as well, like Roman.
Did I dream this, or did Matt Edmondson do that on a reality show this year? He was Nicki Minaj. He dressed up
right,
as Nicki Minaj.
He was complete with quite a... Well, they did a very convincing look of really padding him out in certain areas.
Yeah. What show was that? Was it the Let's Sing and Dance for Comic Relief? But he knows the entire rap to that song. Scott Mills here. It's 8:43. Hopefully, Grimmy will be back tomorrow. Just think, a little thought for you. 1 month today, we'll all be sat around feeling really fat.
Scott Mills.
Don't mind me. I'm just ringing a pop star.
Who are we calling?
Anne-Marie. Off of Shower the Horse, I'm Done. And Heavy, another hit. Don't know if anyone's seen Anne-Marie's Twitter over the weekend, but she appears to have been pulling Christmas crackers on her own. Which is probably the loneliest thing you can ever do. I hope she's okay, hon. Come on.
Yo, it's Anne-Marie, innit? Leave a message.
Don't take your call right now.
Just leave your message after the tone.
And when you're done, press hash or just hang up.
Okay, probably still asleep. What time do pop stars rise, generally? I'm saying not before 10.
This is going to be a rubbish voicemail.
10 or 11. Fiona, what do you think?
11. What?
11, yeah?
11. Well, they're night owls, as my dad would say.
They are night owls. It's Anne-Marie, innit? Leave a message. Can't take your call.
was this prearranged that Anne-Marie would be on the show at this time, though?
No.
Oh, fuck.
just on the off chance. I just want to ask her about the crackers thing. BBC
Radio. What? Scott Mills.
So, yeah, if you go on your phone, go to photos, and then on the search bar, just type in a word. It will show you all of the pictures of that word. Emily's been on Twitter saying, I've got 12 pictures of toilets. Who knew? After you just said this then. I know. So what we should do, right? Let's go through each other's phones now and give each other some like keywords and we'll see how many photos we've got for it.
Well, it gives you a real insight, doesn't it? Like, I reckon if you were to type in wine on your pictures, you're going to have quite a lot there.
Well, you do it as well then.
All right. Okay, yeah. Wine. So you just go to the open magnifying
open photos,
glass.
Yeah, the little search. Hang on. Wine. Okay, how many you got?
I've got 9.
I've got 22. But some of them aren't wine.
No, this is the beauty of it.
That's a beer. That's a Czech beer.
But obviously, the phone, I don't know how it does it, the tech behind the phone thing, it has to kind of recognise the stuff that it's talking about and tagging, right? It's a bit like facial recognition, but with all these things. So it is going to make mistakes, which is why I'm really interested to go through your photo album like this, because you've got a lot of photos. So the next thing I'd like you to search for is sausage.
All right.
Because if I'm right here, this could throw up all sorts. You got sausage?
Okay. Yeah.
I've only got one for sausage.
None. No results found.
It's not a sausage. A sausage.
Show me.
I'm going to show you.
What is that?
It's actually a root vegetable. But it's obviously got
someone
confused.
Needs to see a doctor.
It's got confused.
Okay. Try. What about nightclub?
All right.
Oh, wow. 292.
Nightclub.
Oh, look, there's me with some Vikings in Sweden. Oh, that was a good night.
Was that in a nightclub, though?
Yeah, it was. It was in Euroclub in Stockholm. There's, it's just loads of sweaty-faced people in clubs.
Sticking to the...
And me DJing.
The sausage theme and the root vegetable, I just typed in vegetable into my phone just to see if anything else came up.
Okay.
Because I did go through a phase of really liking funny-shaped veg.
Yeah.
And you're going to love this picture. It's a picture of my girlfriend's mum. And there she is, just holding a couple of cauliflowers against herself.
Right.
See that?
She's a funny one, isn't she?
But what I love by this search thing is it just throws up pictures that you've completely forgotten about.
Oh, right, here we go. So I typed in vegetable. Only thing that comes up is the Twitter moments that I... Did you create it? People are not rating Scott Mills' beef stew.
Oh, yes, I did make that. Although it did really kick off that Twitter moment.
Yeah, because you sent it to Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
Now that doesn't... Beef stew does not photograph well.
No, and that one definitely didn't.
Because it looks horrible.
Well, there we go.
Okay.
Yeah, so okay. Amazing. So I suppose you can put anything into this thing.
Right, Harry in Brighton's just been on it. I've just got this text. He says, if you type in the keyword duds, it's all the photos that your phone thinks are rubbish. Try that.
Okay.
Duds. D-U-D-S. 696!
First thing that comes out is a picture of my parents. Harsh.
Like, I think I'll be the judge of what pictures are rubbish or not my phone. There's one of Adele.
Adele?
The singer.
Okay.
There's several of you.
That's fair enough.
Why does it think a picture of me and Wayne Rooney is rubbish?
I'm just looking at me in a police phone. Hat there. I'm looking at Fiona's phone here, and in her dud section,
is nearly entirely made up of Ellie Goulding.
It's incredible.
Why?
Look at that.
What's your phone got against Ellie Goulding?
It's put it straight into duds.
There's loads of my ex-boyfriends. That's, yeah, I mean, fair enough.
Yeah.
You've made a good choice there.
I do like it when he gets it wrong, though.
Why is Sheikh Mohammed from Dubai in duds?
And, just looking in Fiona's duds section here, which is fun in itself. It's Grimmy with the pink hair there.
I'd like it that your phone's like, yeah, that's a rubbish one.
Incredible.
Yeah. Good, though. Like, try that today if you get a spare moment, because it really throws up some stuff.
Scott Mills.
This searching through the pictures thing is incredible. Like, you know when you discover something new that you didn't know before?
Yeah.
I feel it's been really useful this morning. I've just seen something else here, which apparently is... apparently it's a study from the weekend, if you use the eggplant emoji when you're typing a message, you are 10% more likely, I think it is, to get a response on anything. How amazing is that?
Who worked that out?
So maybe that's the way to get things done as well. Maybe, I was going to say, if you need an answer from your boss or something like that. But
just
maybe,
put an emoji in afterwards.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if that sends the wrong sort of message, but you're more likely to get a response.
People are really falling out with their phones now. Jamie in Solihull just did the duds thing in his photos. It came up with pictures of him and his 5-month-old daughter.
Oh.
He's like, me and my phone are going to fall out pretty soon.
Scott Mills.
Chris, when they see you, they say buff daddy.
Is that a good thing?
You're the buff man.
The beef daddy.
No, the buff daddy, because you've got a new TV.
I have got a new TV, so that makes me the buff daddy.
Yeah, like, baller.
Cos new TV.
One. Jay Huss on Radio 1. Sinead, tell me about James Blunt and Ed Sheeran.
Well, their friendship continues to blossom, as Ed has been named as James Blunt's son's godfather. That's quite a big commitment. That's for life right there. You have to be friends after that. So, of course, they were out on tour together, and there was, do you remember the incident with the sword?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
We weren't allowed to talk about that.
Not yet. They weren't allowed to talk about it, but they kind of both did on various talk shows. James has now given him this big responsibility, and Ed's been speaking to the Sun about it, saying that James is like a brother to him, and added, to be honest, I think he's only done it because he knows I've got a good idea of what sort of a person he'd want him to be when he grows up, and that is an absolute lad.
I've got to tell you, James Blunt makes terrible music, but is brilliant.
He is, obviously everyone knows this. He's really funny on Twitter. I just had a little...
I mean, that's my opinion.
Little look on his Twitter here,
he's
right?
He's so funny.
Get this. Someone tweeted him
saying,
not a really big fan of yours, but was listening to your new album. And boy, wow, I really love the Don't Give Me Those Eyes song. His reply, I don't really like you either, but I'm glad you like the song.
Because he gets sass non-stop all day about
his
music, right? But he just bats it back. And I think he'd be such a laugh. I can see where they get on.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Now, we got a duet this weekend that you probably never even thought could ever happen or realised you wanted. Kelly Clarkson and Gaetan Matarazzo, who plays Dustin in Stranger Things.
Why?
Well, they teamed up for a promo for this annual charity event for this group called We Free the Children. And they just decided to sing together, and it was a beautiful thing. Here they are.
We are family. I got all my sisters with me. Hey, hey, yeah. We are family.
I don't know the rest of it.
Get up, everybody, and sing.
Oh, I don't know what it is.
All right.
Oh, I thought it was a proper performance.
No. This is just for the charity.
Okay.
Now, here's a question. How rich do you have to get to not know how much money you have?
Scott Mills?
Sorry?
Over to you.
What, are you suggesting that I'm that person?
Well, I just thought you'd probably be able to answer this best here.
You don't even have to worry about it?
Well, no. Is there a point where you wouldn't know how much money you have in your bank account and in your savings and stuff?
As if. I reckon probably like Beyonce, yeah.
Beyonce. Well, nearly. David Beckham rich.
Right.
So he was at this event in Singapore over the weekend and he was on a red carpet and was randomly asked, I don't know why, how much the family have earned. And he said, I wouldn't have a clue. But went on to say, but what I am proud of is that we've made it into a successful business. Talking about brand Beckham, of course. And coming from being a sportsman and then into the business side of things, he says he's just had the right people around you. But then post this interview, loads of experts have been like putting their, you know, opinion forward. And they reckon he should be, if he's doing things right, and he does indeed have the right people around him, $100 million a year from his business deals.
Whoa. A year?
Yeah, a year.
But it's the whole family, isn't it, as well, with the Beckhams?
It is, yeah.
It's obviously not just him, it's Victoria, and now all the children are coining it in.
but literally doesn't have an idea how much money he has.
Here's the thing, right? If someone was to siphon £1 million from David Beckham's bank account today, would he even notice?
Would you? you make it sound like a challenge.
I can't do it. I'm not actually planning on this because I'd be awful at it. And you're also, it's against the law.
If you skimmed, if you just skimmed £1 million from the Beckhams.
Yeah, I don't think he'd know.
Oh, I mean,
never checks the balance.
That's mad, isn't it?
Never checks it.
Scott Mills.
And you know when you like see weird things on a night out? This happened to me on Saturday in Birmingham for some reason. I was out, went to a few bars. Everyone was dressed up in Halloween outfits. And I'm like, they do know that Halloween was like a month ago, right? Mm. But everyone was dressed up in like loads of blood, loads of scary faces. I'm like, what's going on?
Well, was it like the theme of the place that you were in?
No, because it was in
Zombie
every
night.
It
something.
Was in every single place.
Oh, was it?
Genuinely confused by it. I'm like, why? Halloween's been and gone. Maybe it's not in Birmingham. Then I said to somebody, "Can you? Why is everyone wearing Halloween outfits? It was in November." They're like, "Oh, it's Halloween rerun tonight." Now, how would you know that if you're an outsider to Birmingham like me?
That seems quite niche. I've never heard of that.
Halloween
that
like, rerun. What are you going to do? Christmas rerun in January.
So is that like if you go to like Mali or Cavills or Zanti and they do those reunions? Is that what they're trying to do? Like Halloween reunion?
But like, at least those are like a few months afterwards when everyone just wants it to be the summer and you end up in Skegness on a rainy night in November because you want to relive the summer. Halloween wasn't that long ago.
No.
Why are you rerunning it?
And naturally, you'll have it again next year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that does seem odd.
If you're going to rerun it, do it like 6 months afterwards because it's literally just happened. It's still fresh in your mind. Mm. Genuinely confused me.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Clara.
Hi, Scott Mills. Nice to see you on a Monday morning.
I know. Well,
hello, Chris Starr.
Hiya. We weren't expecting it, but we're here. I don't know. I think Grimmy might be back tomorrow. Don't know yet.
Okay.
We haven't had the call.
Right.
On today's show...
Feels like an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. Today's show, we've been doing... Have you seen this thing where if you go to your photos on your phone and go to the magnifying glass and put a word in, it, like, put toilet in?
Wow.
Or whatever, or wine, or club.
It's like it recognises things in your picture.
All the photos.
Okay, what word shall I search?
Well, type in duds, D-U-D-S, because this is blowing my mind. Because it's all the photos that your phone thinks are not worth having on it.
How very dare they?
I know, right?
Wow. Well, there's a picture of me and Grimmy on there.
In duds.
A picture of me and my mum. How dare they?
That's awful.
Beyonce. I'm Mariah Carey.
That's
they're
what
not
I mean.
Duds.
Not duds. The phone is well rude.
Yeah, it's your phone just like having a go at you.
Wow. Oh, apparently pink is a dud as well. From Live Lounge.
Nonsense. Yeah.
Dud.
Also, we talked about this new app. Just when you thought you'd had all of the dating apps, there's a new one called Hater, which catalogues the things that annoy you and then matches you with someone else who hates the same things.
That's absolutely ideal. I'd probably download that.
Right. So it asks you, some of the things it asks what you like or hate, the government... veganism, assembling IKEA furniture, Donald Trump,
well.
And when families run 5Ks together on holiday.
But isn't it funny that it gives a whole new spin on the conversation that you can have when you just talk about things that you hate?
It's your mutual hate of things.
Weirdly, I think that's easier to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
We're back on The Breakfast Show tomorrow from 6:30 on BBC Radio 1.